But I want to start by thinking more about the scripture from Isaiah. Imagine a city surrounded by an army threatening to capture and relocate the inhabitants, ready to invade and murder any who resist. The city leaders are scared. The people of the city are in despair, not knowing if they'll survive the day. And some of them gather to talk about what they should do. Should they fight? Should they surrender? And in the midst of the gathering, an old man stands up and claims a new leader is coming, who will be wise and understanding, who will bring hope and justice and peace, a radical reordering of the world, a fundamental shift in the nature of all things. Not only will humanity lay down their weapons, but wolves will befriend lambs. Lions and calves will coexist peacefully. Children will be able to play outside without worry for their safety. What would you think? You'd probably think the old guy rambling on about this impossible nonsense of was a little bit crazy. Certainly not being helpful in dealing with the immediate threat of an army on your doorstep. Well, this is the situation presented in our reading today from Isaiah. The Assyrians are coming to conquer Judah. The people are frightened, and Isaiah offers this vision of peace, what must have seemed like an unimaginable and impossible future. Many of us today may also feel besieged by threats of violence. Ukraine, Gaza, our government murdering people they claim to be drug runners without any evidence. ICE beating and arresting people without cause. Our ongoing problem with gun violence, threats against the LGBTQ plus community. It goes on and on. And so on this second Sunday of Advent, when we light a candle for peace, we hear Isaiah's vision, and we might ask ourselves, is it true? Can it be? Is peace really possible? What Isaiah was offering the people, I think, was the hope of peace. Through Isaiah, God was assuring them that in their darkest hours of need, God would not abandon them. And neither will God abandon us. God sends us Jesus and the Spirit to lead us on our way, to watch over us, and to guide us. Christians tend to hear the promises of Isaiah's vision of peace and understand Jesus as the kind of leader that Isaiah was talking about, one who creates peace and justice in the world. As Maya Angelou writes in her poem, Amazing Peace, Christmas time, the birth of Jesus, the manifestation of God's love in the world is a halting of hate time, an interruption in the human cycles of violence, a beginning of peace time. But what is the peace that we seek in Jesus and in God? Is it simply a lack of violence? That really isn't sufficient for true peace. In Jesus' day, Rome promised peace to those they conquered through the threat of overwhelming violence. Basically, do what I say and there won't be any violence. That isn't real peace. The peace of God that is promised through the prophet Isaiah is a fundamental shift in how we live. Instead of threats and violence, selfishness, and wielding powers over others, it's a world of peaceful coexistence marked by partnership, cooperation, interdependence. It is the peace of a just world where we not only don't kill each other, but we actually care about each other, treating each other with respect and compassion. This is God's way, what we call the kingdom of God. It's the reason God gave Jesus to the world, to create a hopeful peace founded in love and justice. And when God told Mary and Joseph that they would be blessed with a child, God told her, "Don't be afraid, be at peace." The birth of the child who is destined to be a savior and healer for God's people would bring change, but it wasn't something to be frightened of. It was to be embraced. Now, there was a woman who wanted peace in the world and peace in her heart, and she wanted all sorts of good and wonderful things, but she was frustrated. The world seemed to be falling apart. She would read the newspapers and get depressed. And one day she decided to go shopping and went into a mall where she picked a store just at random. And she walked in and she was surprised to see someone that looked like Jesus behind the counter. And she looked again and again at him. And finally she got up enough nerve and went up and asked, "Excuse me, are you Jesus?" "I am. Do you work here?" "No," Jesus said, "I own the store." "Oh, what are you selling here?" "Well, just about anything." "Anything?" "Yeah, anything you want. What would you like?" She said, "Well, I don't know." "Well," Jesus said, "feel free to walk up and down the aisle, make a list, see what it is you want, and then come back and we'll see what we can do for you." And the woman did just that, walked up and down the aisles. And there on those aisle shelves, she saw peace on earth, no more war, no hunger or poverty. Peace in families, no more drugs, harmony, clean air, careful use of resources. And she wrote out a list furiously. By the time she got back to the counter, her list was very long. And Jesus took the list and skimmed through it and looked up and smiled. "No problem." And then he bent down behind the counter and picked out all sorts of things and stood up and laid out a bunch of packets on the top of the counter. The woman asked, "Well, what are these?" Jesus replied, "Seed packets." She said, "You mean I don't get the finished product?" "No, this is a place of dreams. You come and see what it looks like, and I give you the seeds. You plant the seeds. You go home and nurture them and help them to grow, and someone else reaps the benefits." "Oh," she said. And she left the store without buying anything. Jesus shows us the way, offers us the seeds of healing. Jesus is our invitation to peace and justice, but it's up to us to embrace the way of love that he reveals for us. In Advent, we look forward to the transformation that Jesus' birth brings into the world. But as we talked about last week, we aren't just looking to God's love manifested in human form once 2,000 years ago. God's message to Mary and Joseph, at least metaphorically, applies to us as well. You are blessed with a child. Do not be afraid. God asked us to give birth to love in the world, to plant the seeds of peace and justice every day of our lives. We might begin by planting those seeds first within ourselves, that we might be at peace. The peace of the world and inner peace, I think that inner peace of the heart go hand in hand. Inner peace begins, I believe, with putting our trust in God. We need not be afraid because we know God will not abandon us. As God promised Mary and Joseph that they would be watched over and given the strength and wisdom they needed, God will also give us the strength and wisdom we need. And there's other things that we can do to nurture this inner peace, to make those seeds or help those seeds grow. Meditation, which helps us be calm, shifting us from anxiety to peace. We can focus on being in the present, taking time to breathe and just be. This also is very calming. We can work on building relationships and community, knowing that people love us. That people love us brings us peace. And we can create a vision like Isaiah of what can be, what the world can be, a kind of happy place that gives us hope and a goal to work toward. And when we feel ourselves spiraling in anxiety and fear, we can consider maybe whether our brain is feeding us some well-intentioned misinformation or not. Our brains have a tendency to blow things all out of proportion in order to protect us. And we can be kind and forgiving to ourselves, practice gratitude for the blessings of life. And when we plant and nurture these seeds of peace within ourselves, they will grow. And when they grow, they'll begin to spread to the world, everyone around us, those that we encounter every day in our lives. And likewise, when we plant seeds of peace in the world, they will also spread to our own heart, too. And so we can also ask ourselves how we might nurture peace in the world. We can make sure we listen to reliable news sources and be careful what we post on social media. We can join or support organizations that foster peace, that work to end war and gun violence, violence against women, bullying. We can educate ourselves about peace and the practice of nonviolent approaches to life. We can seek understanding and solidarity with people who aren't like us. We can expand our world and build supportive communities of compassion and cooperation. We can embrace diversity and inclusion. And we can protest injustice and inequality and discrimination, making our voices heard. Mary not only gave birth to God's love in Jesus, but we too are called to birth God's love into the world. Jesus' birth is an invitation to follow God's way of love, to be people of wisdom and understanding, planting seeds of peace and justice in a world besieged by violence, knowing that God will not abandon us but fill us with the strength that we need. As we wait expectantly this Advent, preparing to birth love into the world, I invite you to hear and heed the words of Maya Angelou. It is Christmas time, a halting of hate time. Shout with glorious tongues the coming of hope. Celebrate the promise of peace. Angels and mortals, believers and non-believers, look heavenward and speak the word aloud. Peace. We look at our world and speak the word aloud, peace. We look at each other, then into ourselves, and we say without shyness or apology or hesitation, peace, my brother. Peace, my sister. Peace, my soul. Amen.